everybody. Good evening tonight. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The date today is June 18th, 2016. So I'm going to clear the date for everybody. Here we go. Clearing the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And we'll clear away a situation that you're dealing with. One of your maybe encounters or something with something that you didn't like. We'll get rid of the program energy from the one that you have connected with. So here we go. It could be physical pain or emotional trauma or something. Whatever it is, think of it now. I'm going to clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen and bring peace energy into your room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, turn it over to Ann. So are you there, Ann, in the VBS radio room booth? Your headphones on and microphone and lipstick and eyebrow makeup on?
Yes, just coming out of wardrobe and makeup now, Ron. So ready to be on the air. Okay, so we had earlier today a wonderful healing call. And just now we're still getting in some testimonials about it. You removed alien Android hardware from us, Ron, and it was quite dramatic. And I have to say that when you said, okay, I'll be ending the call now, I thought, oh, no, why is Ron doing that? We've only been on the show, on the call, rather, for half an hour or so. And nope, I looked at the time, and it was 1 o'clock already. I couldn't believe how quickly that time went. So, of course, you charged water for us that we all appreciate so much. And we went, of course, to the Lightship for our healings, as we will tonight. I'll just remind everybody before I get going here that tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we will be being brought to the Lightship later in the show. So think about one physical healing you'd like to request. You might want to write it down and have it near you, or you must say it out loud when we go there. And also, if you want to send in any room requests for us to visit tonight, you can send those to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click that fast chat button. So anyway, you began the call, Ron, by bringing us, of course, to the Lightship, and we went in the hot tub room, and you brought in oxygen for us, and you did some waters, including pain release, and then you made us real, which always feels great. So then, you know, you gave us some bad news, which was we had rods all over our bodies, and we looked kind of like pin cushions, you said, but the pins were welded on, and you took them out for us. Then you noticed in our bloodstream there were these balls with little antennas sort of floating around us, and you removed those. And some very smart, helpful listener reminded you at the beginning of the call that you were going to do some clearing on our brain today, and you did that. And we all appreciate you and that listener reminding you. So you took out some mind implants and receptors, and you said our brains had this element to them that looked to you like a 40 switchboard with the operators plugging things in and out. So you released that. So then you started to, just go to different parts of the body. I don't want to spend too much time on every detail, but you took rods out of our spine. There were balls of sort in our muscles. You cleared, back to the brain, you cleared a membrane that blocks communication. You release some jellyfish tentacles and poisons from our brain. You noticed that there was this skeleton around us that looked like a prehistoric animal with a tail, and it was somehow controlling us and attached to our bodies. Yuck. Again, taking more poisons and implants from our brain. You worked on our eyes. You worked on our arms, our shoulders. Some of us had, as you put it, leaky hydraulic hoses, and you fixed that. You cleared our wrist, took some robotics out. Yeah, shoulders and arms came up a few times today, elbows, fingers. Then you worked on our knees. And then near the, you worked on our central nervous system, and you worked on our heart. And first you took out electronic programs, and then near the end you worked on heart knots that you said come from emotion and situations on this planet, but then the aliens really use that, as I believe how you said it, and give us these heart knots, which cause us, of course, you know, pain and unhappiness as we try to live our lives here. So we have quite a few testimonials about today. Is there anything else you want to say, Ron, that you did? That was kind of my notes.
That's it. Yeah, I don't remember too much. I know it was an interesting call. But go ahead.
Okay. So the first person that wrote in was, they wrote in about the heart knots, and they said the call of for the heart knots was so incredible. It was hard to bear this energy going through it. And they'd like you to do another call, maybe specifically for heart knots and some other things. So that's an interesting idea. And let's see, I marked all the ones that are the testimonials. Okay. Very interesting call. Please tell me what happened during the call. So I hope this gentleman is listening. I remember the first hour only of the call. After that, my eyes felt heavy and I had to close them. Not only did I fall asleep, I fell asleep on the floor and slept through the remainder of the call. I'm sure it was great. I do feel improved energy and clarity now. Hope to stay awake next time. I think that happens to a lot of people. And as you always say, Ron, it doesn't matter at all if you fall asleep, right?
Yep, that's good. You know, it doesn't matter. It's working
right.
Anyway.
And a lot of people I know even fall asleep on our radio shows, and that's fine. As long as you keep your, however you're listening, if you keep that on, you're getting all the energy from it. Okay, another testimonial. Thank you, Ron, for this special event today. There were several good results. One for me being my lungs are now clear and my breathing is easy and normal. At one point, you mentioned removing some bumps we may have on our bodies. I had two, and they are now gone. Movement is easy through my whole body, which gives me a strong sense of freedom. And tasks using my hands, arms, and shoulders are done without any effort or pain. I find that I do not need to know or even think as to how this happens to us or when. My only thought is gratitude and thanks to you, Ron, for removing the objects, which for me is a great gift. Thank you. And thank you, listener, for sending that in. And, oh, we really got a lot. Sorry, one second. Okay. I am writing this after the hardware removal conference call. I feel hopeful, even cheerful. I feel better. Can't explain it with words. Well, I think we all understand that. Sometimes it's hard to describe because the healing is so powerful yet so subtle. Okay. Ron, it was another amazing call today. How wonderful to have the plug-in connectors disconnected to the Alien Switchboard playlist. I often wondered why I would be thinking of all this stuff out of nowhere or a song would pop into my head. I feel a shift in my abdomen area with the hungry, the eat it released also. I forgot to say that. Someone requested that you clear us of the desire to eat, and you did work on that for us for a while. So many heart knot releases. That was really awesome. You are the best. And one more. Another fantastic Android parts call today. thank you, Ron. I am experiencing much more stability and presence of my spirit integrated with my body, more freedom in my chest through all the heart knot releases, clarity and awareness through brain and nervous system work, and overall much more energy and light through all of me. Count me as a definite yes for any follow-up calls. The more work Ron does, the more is revealed, and the more of myself that comes back to me. So that was great. Okay, Ron, that's all the testimonials so far. Thank you all for writing in. And is there anything else you want to add about, do you think we might do another call like that, Ron?
Yeah, I don't know when, but we could, yes. You know, I just need to figure out when. Yeah, we could at some point.
And do you think that you might consider doing a whole call, like an hour on heart knots, or is that something you'd always make part of a different call?
Yeah, we could probably do an hour of heart knots. I don't see any problem with that. Boy, yeah, I know we could do that.
Okay.
I don't want to get too many people, you know. I don't know. We could want to do one. Let me think here. Maybe next Saturday. I can't change the PayPal. It defaults to $20. Geez. Maybe we could do a two-hour call for heart knots, maybe an hour of heart knots and an hour of something else. So we'll just see how many people come back and say they'd like to have that.
Okay.
Maybe I could do it at maybe 11 o'clock instead of 10, an hour later.
Okay.
We'll just see if we get some people who might be interested in that. Maybe a two-hour call. Maybe you might want to, maybe we could, well, have you guys tell me what you want to do for the second hour or the first hour or whatever. So,
okay.
Let's just see what happens. So back to you.
Okay. And something else just came in. Major pain left today as heart knot was released. So you're really getting a lot of feedback about those heart knots, Ron.
Yeah, that's probably one of the major things they do to us is that. That's what they do. So.
Okay, and we're starting to get in some room requests, so thank you, folks, for sending all of those in. So we have another testimonial, and I thought this is really nice and a good thing to discuss for new people. I used the affirmation technique. Let me just explain that you have a technique you call loving it out of your life. So this listener did that. And I think, you know, normally we don't like to talk about specific issues or conditions or diseases, but this one's about money, and I feel like that's sort of universal. I don't think anyone's going to get put in any timelines or anything if we talk about money. I used affirmation. I love having no money. It makes me feel blank, you know, blank, dot, dot, dot. And she actually, as you have said, Ron, threw up. It came when using a certain word I never knew would have so much power. After that, there wasn't any charge on having no money. I recommend also using the 38 words from the self-empowerment clearing for affirmation. That is a great idea. And I happen to have that self-empowerment clearing going. And this listener is correct. There are 38 things on this list. So you could say, see what's on here, unloved, put upon, disappointed, betrayed. This is a really good idea. There's a lot of emotional issues and life issues on this list that you could use for that affirmation. And I know a lot of people have done that, and it's worked for them with different issues. Do you want to talk about that, Ron? Was I clear enough there explaining what that is?
I think so. Yeah, that self-empowerment clearing is just very, very nice.
Right.
There's all those issues, and, you may not think you have one, but you want to clear it off. Remember, the whole thing with energy that you're dealing with, not using the term negative energy, but everybody has belief systems, which may or may not be your own, but you're still having that belief system. And these clearings that we have on a self-empowerment could help you open yourself up to maybe something a little different on your experiences because you start clearing this stuff off. So it's like a Band-Aid clearing, but it allows you to kind of see the forest for the trees. And from there, remember, you have to own your reality. So I'm kind of switching it over here. If you don't claim where you are, to own your reality, then you're running away from it, and then it has power over you, and it'll bring you more of what you don't really want because you're kind of like looking the other direction. And at the expos, what I'll tell people to do, if they're looking to, want more money, we'll say, then what I suggest is to, and this you probably heard me talk about before, but this is owning your reality of money. So if you're in lack of money, you don't have money, so typically what you could do is get, say, $1,000, 10 $100 bills, which may not be an option for you, but we'll just say that it is, and then you carry those bills with you for maybe a month. Some people get special belts that can hold the money. May want to put it in a plastic bag. You want it to be kind of close to your body so your body knows that you have it. And you have three things that could happen with that $1,000. That would be fear-based. One would be you're going to lose it. Another one is that it could be stolen from you. And the next one is that you're going to spend it. So you don't spend it, and you hang on to it so you can get rid of the fear of why you don't have it. But you need your body to be compatible with it. And then you can draw more money to you. Only because now your net worth is $1,000, and that's where you are owning that $1,000. Otherwise, you're not owning it. It's in the bank, and you don't really have it. And we'll say because the bank has it, and you have it there because you think it's safe there. So you want to carry it with you. And from there, you're owning the $1,000. Now, if you own the $1,000, maybe you're able to bring yourself into more than $1,000 because you already have $1,000. You're already standing on it. So you are $1,000. So now maybe you want to venture and say, okay, I know what $1,000 is. I'm not afraid of it now. Before I was, so the bank held it because I didn't want to lose it. And so now you're actually owning $1,000, and you may be able to manifest, another $1,000 because you already know what it is like to have $1,000. So that's kind of what it is, owning your reality. So in the self-empowerment clearing, you're actually looking at all these issues, having them cleared from you momentarily so you can own that reality of whatever you're afraid of. And that's the way it works. So you have to own your reality in order to bring forth what you're choosing to have manifested. Otherwise, it's outside of yourself and it's in the future. So you want to own where you are. So back to you.
Okay, I think everyone will really appreciate hearing that either again or for the first time. So I think we all appreciate that. And I know when you first described that exercise, a lot of people did that, Ron, and got a lot of good response from it.
If somebody's done it in the past, I think I've talked about this for about 5 years, maybe you could send us something right now and saying how it helps you. I think that would be great if somebody could do that. So back to you.
Okay, we're getting more messages about the heart knots. One is a question. Are the hot heart knots in the center of the chest?
Very possibly, yes.
Okay. Someone else wrote, the heart knot release was really freeing up. Hope we get more in the future. It helps one to accept others in our associations. I guess that's true. If you release some heart knots, you're going to, it might help you with your relationships.
Oh, yes, it could, yeah, because you're carrying that energy with you. And so right away, you're afraid to move into the relationship and owning the relationship. So you have yourself kind of one foot in the relationship, one foot out of it, in a sense. And you're afraid to own it. So, and maybe being more distant to the person that you're with because you're afraid of being trampled or something. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. And somebody else wrote in, yes, to a two-hour heart knot call next Saturday, 11 to 1. First hour, their suggestion is to do first hour heart knots, second hour body communication block release, like the sheathing between brain hemispheres you removed today, Ron.
Okay, remember that? That's what we're doing. That sounds good to me.
That does sound good. So a little, some heart knot, and then a little more brain brain work.
Yeah, we'll do that. And so it'll be next Saturday at 11 o'clock in place of 10. So 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Right. Okay, now I want to, some very smart listener, so many of them are smart. Thank you, people, so much. I want to announce, first of all, that on June 27th, that is a Monday here in the U.S. anyway, at 5:15 p.m., which will be right after our 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time radio show call, Ron is going to do the organ restoration call. It is a fantastic call where you get a physical body healing, and people have had amazing results with that. And you pay for that the same way you paid for today's call, which is to go through the donation link on Ron's website and pay $50 through PayPal, and then send Ron your PayPal receipt, and he'll send you a phone number and the PIN number for that call. So, Ron, somebody wrote in today, you suggest to add $10 to the $50 conference call for the heart knots. So that's a thought, but I guess now you've decided to make it a two-hour call. It was just an idea. So will next Saturday's call be $20? Is that the plan?
That's $20 next Saturday.
Okay,
and,
good.
We'll do those two, situations there.
Got it. Okay, and this person... suggestion, I guess we've already decided, but their suggestion was heart knots and also reproductive organs, which connect to our endocrine system, and to help prepare for the alien babies conference call, which I guess you did mention, Ron, that you would do in the future. So we'll have to remember to remind you about that.
Yeah, next month for that one, maybe.
Okay. Okay, so thank you, listener.
Let's do the brain stuff, communication to the body, and heart knot, because that seems like it's very good. The other one is good, too, but let's do the first one. That really sounded great to me.
Yes, me too.
Get that body communication going.
Right.
Remember, your heart is your spirit energy, and you need to have your spirit communicate with the body, and also to take over, in a sense, the mind energy. Remember, like I talked about before, your body used to be all spirit energy, and the mind that you're using now was not controlled by the aliens. May not have even been with you.
Right.
So spirit needs to come in to the body and give body communication. That's what we're talking about. And, I'm kind of excited about the next call. I'll have to see what happens. So
right.
Here we go.
We'll, yeah. we'll keep announcing that all week on the radio shows. And it'll be next Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. And let me just check what that clicked the wrong thing there. That will be Saturday the 25th of June.
Yep. So we'll have brains being worked with the body with spirit energy and work away from the mind energy. So great.
Right. And try to send your emails to Ron next Thursday or Friday, not too early. Like if you pay today, just kind of hang on to your email and forward the PayPal receipt to him then when it's closer to the call so he can send them all out at one time. Because Ron gets a lot of emails, might get lost. Okay, I'll go on to some more questions, Ron. If one has an alien body part, like an arm or a hand, is there any way of getting one's real arm or hand back?
Yeah, there is. I should probably do that at some point here. Don't ask me when, because it's getting a little, a little heavy. We'll see what happens. We're still doing battling out there, so when I do that, I don't like to do probably any private sessions at all, typically, but we could probably do something. Anyway, maybe next month. So the answer is yes. But right now, I don't want to stretch myself out any further to do that.
Okay. Yes, someone was asking, too, and I read the email before, you know, what's happening with the soldiers and the Earth, et cetera. Now, we talked a lot about that last night. Do you have anything you want to add, Ron, to that discussion? Because I don't know if this person heard last night's show or, you know, they did hear it and want to know if there was an update today.
I don't have much of an update. So if you didn't hear it, go to the BBS archives, and that would be on June 17th, 2016, if you're listening to, you know, an archive and you're in the future right now and you want to see what happened. Just go to that program.
Right. Okay, so someone is asking about the cording clearing, or if we are corded. Did you say to put cording from to clear cords, or can we just put out a name or a group? I don't know if they... Go ahead.
From the column they want to have a cord release from them, is that what they're saying? Or they bought the energetic cording, a whole lifetime clearing?
That I'm not sure of. That was the question. I know on the cording there's a space where you can put in, who's cording you. And it can be a person or a group.
Yeah, that's the whole lifetime clearing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's where you'd enter that in. If you're on the call of cordings, which we have on Tuesdays for $20, then you can specify, you can be specifying where the cords are, because I don't really indicate anything to you. We just start clearing these out. It's up to you to choose a cording location.
Right.
And normally you would choose a location that maybe you have pain in your body with, or maybe some type of illness or a scar or just something going on, because you're probably heavily corded there and the energy is being drained from you, causing your situation. Remember, the situation is probably because there's no more energy there and your body is dying. And so you want to get rid of the cord so that that area could be back into wholeness again and get life force energy into it. That's what cordings do to you. It takes away your life force and your body starts to decay.
Okay. Someone wants to know if they can be absentee for the Heart Knot call on the 25th.
I don't see why not. Just know that you could have a reaction to it, as they get released. So, there's no problem with that. If you're dealing with people and all of a sudden we start taking out the hard knocks and you start crying in front of people, that may not be good for you, because that could be very emotional. So that's, but it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I'm assuming that you're going to be at work. And so, you know, maybe, I don't know, we'll just see what other people think about that, because the heart knocks is a very, very heavy duty. We're dealing with really, really strong emotions that you have went through during an experience or more than one with other people. And typically, the heart knocks are from maybe somebody cheating on you, a divorce, you know, betrayal. These are really, really heavy-duty emotional energies and traumas that you have went through, and I'm taking these things away. And when they get taken away, normally you feel better, but it's possible that your body could react to it, and now that energy inside of you that you didn't know you had can make you feel a little bit ill. I got an email from somebody, and they started crying during the heart knots. And then I guess their body, after that, they had to go vomit because it was such an intense release that they had and that they're hanging on to this stuff, stuffing it inside. And, you know, once you, like, kind of, you know, undo and open yourself up to have the stuff getting released out of you, all of a sudden it could be like a dam breaking, you know. And so you don't know what your body's going to do. But once you get it out of you, you feel so much better. Remember, you're compressing all this stuff and running away from it. So this is what we're doing, is opening yourself up to have more energy. And, you know, the heart knots could probably even give you a heart attack later on in life because you're afraid to live life. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, I know you... usually end up saying, yes, we can be absentee on these calls, but it's good to, that you're just kind of warning people. And I think you've said the same thing almost about the organ restoration call, that if you really can't be on it, it's okay, but you might really feel things during that call as well. And ideally, you will be on it live. Am I right there, Ron?
Yeah, you're going to be on the call live, and you may not know what's going on, so maybe best, if you can, to tune into the call, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you're traveling, you know, driving someplace and you think you can't be on it, well, just, you know, get on it. If your cell phone turned on and listen to it, you know.
Right.
But I'm assuming that you're going to be at work and there's no way you could possibly be on it when we're doing the call. So, yeah, you could do that. But, you know, it's up to you. Well, back to you.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with on a call absentee. It works
right.
The same.
Right. Okay. Back to the emails, Ron, on other subjects. It seems like the light is dancing in my eyes and trying to keep the darkness out from controlling my eyes. The light prances, but the dark seizes. Do you have any comments about that, Ron?
No, it sounds okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe this person's getting some improvement in their vision. Okay, so someone sent in a few questions. At one time, I was sure I had seen a long list of topics and which BBS archive I could hear it on. Do you know where it is? And I do know where it is. Thank you, listener, for these great questions because it helps everyone. When you go to the fast chat button on the BBS page, if you go to the top, there are a lot of little, there's a gray box at the top with different headings, and one of them is Topics A to Z. And if you click on that, there is a list of quite a few shows and the dates and what the subject was. Okay, and then her next question is, when doing a healing, do I need a picture of me in front of the light being?
No, you don't need it there as long as you're going to be around your computer. Okay? So if you're in the room and your computer is on, and the light beams on, you know, on your display, and you're in the room, it'll work fine. You don't have to look at it. It'll still connect with you. But if you go outside of the room, you know, then all of a sudden you're not in the energy of the light beam, typically. I'm not saying that's 100%, but we'll just keep it very simple. If you're in the room, no problem. And then if you leave, then you may want to put a picture up. So, and it's kind of neat to watch your picture. Sometimes it'll actually physically change before your eyes. And you might see yourself maybe having a bigger smile on your face. Maybe your complexion will change a little bit. Maybe you get more color in your picture. Many things have happened, you know, as people comment on having the pictures change by having the clearing. So,
right.
Back
that's
to you.
Great.
In fact, I was working, doing some energetic work on a specific area, which I cannot really state, but taking out darkness there, and another person in a different state was watching as I was doing this here, and they're actually seeing light come into the picture. And this is a still picture looking down upon this facility. And it would completely physically change. Maybe every 10 minutes it would be different. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, still with the listener with the questions, is it okay to run three different healings on three different browsers all day and all night?
I would keep the clearings related to the same issue. So I would not run different issues with three different clearings. So if you're going to do an emotional clearing and a fear clearing and a trauma clearing, and it's about an issue of maybe your dog got lost or something and you're dealing with the emotion, that would be fine. You don't want to do unrelated issues. So back to you.
Okay, and the last question is, can I order activated pictures, and where is that on the website? So, yes, you can order activated pictures, and on Ron's website, on the left-hand side, down that list of things, one section is Personal Divine Activations, and under that heading is Personal Water Activation, Personal Object Activation, and the third is Divinely Activated Pictures. And so you just click into there, and it gives you all the information of how to order the activated pictures. And you can choose, there are little pictures there, but I guess if you click on them, they'll get a little larger. And do you want to tell people a little bit about that, Ron? I don't think we've talked about the pictures in a while.
Well, it's what we sell at the expos, basically. So just fill out the order form there, and either, you know, send us a like a money order. That would work out fine, postal money order. Or just do a donation and give us a donation on that, whatever. And then from there, we'll send it out to you, and then you need to call me or give me your phone number as you're purchasing it. So just send over an email, and then we'll mail it out. And then when you get them, then say, yeah, I got them today, and, you know, I need to get your phone number so I can call you up and activate the pictures for you, because they're not activated until I actually get on the telephone with you. So back to you.
Okay. Actually, Ron, let me check the time, because we don't want to remember to go to the light ship. It's almost quarter up. Do you want to go now, or do you want me to do one more email first?
Oh, one more email. That'd be great.
Okay. How do you clear contracts, like between you and a corporation? I have the soul family disconnect.
That's a good one. ideally, you don't consent. So that's everything in a nutshell. You're only in a contract because you consent to be there. So if you have a corporation that you want to not be with, you do not consent to what they're doing. So that's contract law. Don't consent, then it doesn't work for you. If you hear about something and you don't squawk about it, we'll say, then that means that you automatically consented because you're not objecting to it. So you have to consent to it. I don't have a healing for, doing that. Maybe you use a special clearing. That may work where you're actually entering in this corporation or whatever it is, and that you don't consent to any contracts. So that could be pretty simple. And then you need to know what your contract is, what they're trying to do to you, or what they're wanting to have you consent to. Back to you.
Also, Ron, what about the organization affiliation clearing?
That would probably be actually better, because the special one's mainly for the physical body. So maybe your one's better because you can enter in there different things. So.
Okay, so we have a few requests for rooms that people would like to visit, and you can still send those in if you like, and I'll get them over to Ron. Do you see the, here we go.
I'm ready, so let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Will I be there for 10 minutes? So here we go. This only works live when you're hearing the show live. Going to the light ship. Now you're going to be feeling a lot of peace energy, but you won't be on the light ship. So here we go. Bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And going to go into the deer room where the deers are. So here they come. Request your one specific clearing that you'd like to have healing. And we'll see what happens here. So the deers are here. Next, we have the room with the dolphins. So here they come, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you need to talk out loud or whisper what your healing needs to be. You're also on the light ship out of time. So even though we're going to be on the light ship for about 10 minutes, you could be there for hours of no time. So here we go. More dolphin energy, stronger, stronger, and stronger. We need to go to the hot tub room for detoxification. And the floating magnet room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll go into the room that we've been before. This is the location where they have the golden energy, the golden sand. So it'll be on the light ship now. Instead of us flying there, we'll be having golden sand. So you're now bathing in sand. It's all around you. Swimming in this water with a lot of gold sparkles in it. You're laying on the beaches with gold sand. Maybe you're digging yourself in, having gold energy all around you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we could try, which I haven't done yet, I don't think, is some gold water for this particular lightship experience. We do gold water at times on the conference calls. But get a glass of water, everybody, and we'll charge it up for gold water. And probably take you a minute or so. But let's go to another room. Here we go. We have goats, so here comes the goat energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into where the horses are. So it's your choice of horses. Could be ponies. Or whatever, Clydesdale. So here we go, large horses. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to another location where the pigs are. So let's have some fun with pigs. Request your healing, stronger, stronger, and stronger. And you probably all have your goat water, so just hold it in your hand here, or have it on the table in front of you. and we'll energize that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And if you don't have your water yet, so when you get it, it'll be charged up for you. Just give it about 15 seconds after you pour your glass of water. And the water is charged up now, so enjoy drinking that. We'll go into two more rooms here. We're going to go into a room which has the crystal energy. And this will be the clear quartz crystal geode. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the next room we're going to go into is a room with the rainforest. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Back from the light shift, coming back down. I'll count to 5 to bring you back here. Remember, you're out of town too. And so your stuff get a little more dense as you come back here, as things start to connect with you, because you're actually bilocated right now. So coming back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we are. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That was, as always, fabulous, a wonderful trip to the lightship. I loved the energy, well, all the energy, but especially of the rainforest. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more, which you have told us in the past, about how Earth should be more of a rainforest. And with the aliens being, you know, so many of them being eliminated, are we getting a little closer to having that as a reality here?
You might see the trees actually becoming more vibrant as you start getting more into the now with them. So if you're not in the now, you're still going to be seeing holograms that are the alien copy and paste of what's, you know, here. So, yes, it should be getting better. And you're going to know yourself, you know, if what you're seeing is a clone tree or a real tree. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Somebody wrote in to be helpful to the person who wrote in about clearing contracts with an organization, and their suggestions are do the natal barcode removal and put in the names, any names, codes, account numbers, or dates. And that is an excellent idea, and I would recommend anytime you're doing the natal barcode to also do the alien keyword intercept, which is one of Ron's free healings you can find on the left-hand side at the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Okay, and another person wrote in response to your request about the money exercise you explained earlier, Ron. I started wearing a money belt with $1,000 in it after Ron's suggestion at an expo. It has completely shifted my relationship with money. It is now neutral. My body doesn't repel it nor chases it, and I'm not going up and down on timelines regarding money. I highly recommend this exercise with whatever amount of money is doable.
Great, yeah, and I'll go a little further here. If you get a $1 bill, and you look at the back side of it. Now, I don't know who created this $1 bill, okay, but you know, in the U.S. we have $1 bills. So if you get the $1 bill out, or if you don't have one, you may want to Google it possibly, and you want to go to the back side of it. And what you want to look at is around the numbers in the corners. You're going to see a number 1. It means $1, right? And so if you look at that, you're going to see spider webs around the 1, which right away, you don't like spider webs typically. Most people feel spider webs are kind of eerie. But what I'm telling you is that your body's rejecting the $1 bill because of the spider webs. So that's one way to look at it. Naturally, you have other things on there that people talk about, which I don't get involved with. But you will notice if you go to the center on the left and right side, going down, and I got to find my $1 bill here. You're going to see an alien serpent there with a tail. And you know how we all love these aliens, right? And so right away, the aliens are in and on your dollar bill. So if you don't see it, have somebody else show it to you. So take the $1 bill. I got one out here. Might as well fold it up here. And look at the, half an inch over, go down in the middle on the left or the right side. And lo and behold, where those two circles are, one on the left, one on the right, you're going to see an alien critter there with a tail. It's on both sides. And if you look kind of close, you can get maybe a magnifying glass on it here. You are going to see, like, kind of eyes attached to the circle on both sides coming out, going around these circles. But that's, and then you also have other things there, but that's basically the alien critter with the tail there. Now, why it's there, I don't know. You know? You know, you see like little round circles, and they go from small to large as it moves in. And, you know, you may want to even look at it closer. And anyway, so who likes spider webs, okay? And who likes aliens? And so why is this on the $1 bill? Well, your body's going to reject the $1 bill, mainly because it doesn't like spider webs. Maybe other things connected in the spider webs. But, you know, if you look at where it says $1 on the bottom where the zero is on the word one, you can kind of see where that kind of goes into a spider web going up to the left slightly. And there's more stuff there. So, anyway, I don't know why it's there, what it all means, but your body won't really want to touch a $1 bill, which is a common currency that we have, and everybody uses it. Now, $100 bills, you may not find that much, but you will see these things. So just understand maybe why you are not liking to have money with you. So back to you, Ann.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a two-way thing going on there, isn't it, Ron? We want to want money and have it near us, and yet it's got these creepy alien energies portrayed on it. So we have to overcome it. I know I have a friend a long time ago who always washed their money, literally, in the sink, and then let it dry on paper towels and then sprayed it with lavender water. And that would at least take off some of the grime, I suppose. It won't change those energies, though. But and then we can, you know, clear it on the object clearing and then carry it around with us.
That's a good idea, too. And remember, you don't know who's held the money that you've had. And, you know, so right away, you know, somebody could be spending money that they really resent spending, and now you pick it up going to the cashier. And you're picking up somebody's traumas attached and connected to that piece of paper currency. So that's another way to look at it. So washing the money, you know, would be good. But anyway, just this information for you. So we have about 5 minutes to go here. Any more things coming through, Ann?
Yes. Well, we have a positive message. Somebody said that they live in Flushing, Queens, and in an area where there's really a lot of darkness and alien control. The World's Fair was there, of course. The UN originated some kind of religious remonstrance there. I don't know what that is exactly. A lot of churches, over 130 languages in this small area. So many alien races within 13 square miles, but they're now seeing tiny cotton ball size clouds. They saw them in a pattern of a fish all over the sky, breaking up the clouds into little puffs. And so she feels he or she is seeing timelines breaking up or alien ships going away and being destroyed. And she said, I'm surprised because I haven't been doing timeline crashes on my computer for over a week, but I am on the special forces, so maybe this is why. And also, in addition to the lovely clouds she's seeing, the weather was supposed to have thunderstorms for the week, but it didn't happen.
Very good, yeah. And if you you really know that the timeline crashing is working very, very well, and or the gray sky clearing, you look up in the clouds, and it looks like, you know, if you've seen somebody have a broken window from their car, and the glass is on the ground, you know how that looks. It will look like that up in the clouds. Or, it, you know, another way of stating it, it would look like if you're flying over, say, Alaska, looking down upon the ice after it's broken up, and you're quite a ways up, and you see, like, little pieces of ice floating in the ocean. That's the way it'll look, too. But it'll look like these, you know, the glass has broken. And that means that the timelines are being disintegrated, and they're not connecting to each other. So that's a good thing. Back to you.
Okay, someone has a question about a mark on their body. So I have a mark on me like a wound. I don't know how it happened. And can you clear this, or how would I clear it?
If you don't know how it happened, you may want to get on the alien attack page and use that to clear it. How and why is hard to say. Typically, it would be from a timeline someplace and or an alien abduction giving you that. But it would be probably from a timeline because they would be putting you on a timeline with something. Or it could be something that's inside of you that got released. And that's kind of the residue left over, you know, from the situation, and the body had to work its way out of this energy. It's kind of like, you know, feeling sick after doing something or whatever. This is more of a physical appearance, but I'll do a clearing for you. So here we go. If anybody has something kind of weird going on or something strange, here we go. So I'm going to release that from you. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And, you know, there are people, the old saying, you know, stashing your money, you know, under your mattress or something. I hope that you do clean it off good and wash it and everything else because, you know, if you got, if you save, say, $5 bills and you got a whole lot of those and you got them underneath your mattress, there's thousands of people that probably handled that money, and now you got all their energy sleeping with you. So, you don't want to be with those people, you know? So you won't
get
frightened.
Maybe washing the money is not such a ridiculous thing to do, huh, Ron?
You want to wash that money, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're getting really close to the end here, but I do want to ask you this, Ron. Someone wrote this in, and I had the same question. Last week, when you were talking about the special forces and all that's happening, you mentioned it would be a good idea for us to be running the Earth Protect Timeline Crash, Black Mist Fog, Green Goo Removal, and a few others. Should we still be doing that? To help out.
Definitely, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Definitely, yes. Keep those clearings going. And if anything goes kind of strange or wonky, you may not feel it quite as much as other people. So that's a good reason to have it up. I suggested to one person who felt kind of wonky maybe last Wednesday and Thursday when the Earth got abducted. I mentioned to them that they want to do, I think it was the special clearing, and go in there and, you know, work with your body magnetics. This is not the magnetic twisted body clearing. This is your body magnetics because the Earth was dislocated, we'll say, out of the system and abducted. And some people are really tuned to the Earth's energy, and it may have got completely disconnected, which it did from light, so you may feel strange. Maybe you still feel strange. So you may want to realign yourself with the Earth and do the special clearing to clear your body out by doing a special clearing with your body magnetics. Put that back into balance for you. So it looks like our show is about ready to come to a close here. And I'll turn it back over to you, Ann. We got our 8-hour call tomorrow. Are you there, Ann?
Yes, sorry. Yes, and please remember the June 27th organ restoration call at 5:15 p.m. and next Saturday at 11 a.m., the two-hour call, which will be a $20 donation. Done the same way, click the donation button and pay through PayPal. For next Saturday, we're going to do heart knots and some brain clearing work. And Ron, just before, I know you're going to do the mind to heart drop for us, do you have time to say for us, I now command my spirit and body to be only on the creation light ship, now timeline of light?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. So here
okay.
we go. I now command my spirit and body to be on the creation light ship, now timeline of light. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. Repeat after me. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and now drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now you're in peace, in your heart center with your spirit. And that way you can know that for sure is that you will not be able to think because source energy doesn't think. Just as in communication with light, and you become light during this year, and light cannot judge anything, so there's no thoughts involved whatsoever. Blessings, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, all your listeners, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everyone.